for great-looking t-shirts, hoodies, and sweatshirts, the TNT Shop is now open at tntradio.live. You're listening to Joseph Arthur and Adam Clark on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Satanism is running amok in America. It's a continuing saga. Advertising itself with photo shoots for Balenciaga. You gotta save your soul. If you want a better place to roll. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried said he didn't ever try to commit fraud on anyone. That's like saying you're coming in peace while you're brandishing a loaded gun. You gotta save your soul. If you want a better place to roll, like on TNT Radio, on Joseph Arthur's Technicolor Dreamcast with Adam Ruckus Clark. On Joseph Arthur's Technicolor Dreamcast with Adam Ruckus Clark. Hey, maybe we could help save your soul. That's our job, you know. And it's gonna be a good time anyway, cause it always is. With Adam Ruckus Clark, my friend, my colleague, my brother from another mother, Adam Ruckus Clark, how are you?
I am good, except of course nothing ruins a Friday more than understanding that today's Tuesday. Oh, crap, it's Wednesday. Man, I'm having a bad start. Dude, I'm doing all right,
that's
man.
That's funny, man. Today felt like a Friday to me as well. I don't know if that was a straight joke or if it was reflecting some reality within, but I felt like today felt like I had a Friday energy. I do not know why, but I think that's a good thing.
It's a hump day, so, you know. Usually, like, you know, the classic Monday through Friday, 9-to-5 job, this is where the concept of the hump day for a Wednesday comes in, is the idea is like, oh, yes, you're halfway done, and from this point forward, it's nothing but, it's all Friday from here on out, baby, so, you know.
Is that what hump day means? I always thought that was, like, I always thought Wednesday was we were celebrating big butts.
No. Of course, the internet does
what it
does.
That was an edgy dad joke.
The sick satanic society that we live in likes to twist it around. I do get a kick out of the, it's not so popular now, but back in the day, I got a real kick. If you dig far enough back in the day through my social media feeds, you'll see, why is this guy posting so many pictures of camels? And it's always on a Wednesday. I was really big about the humpback camel jokes and the memes and all that stuff. It's actually one of my favorite commercials. It was one of the... Yeah. I love clever and funny marketing and advertising. So usually it's insurance companies that have some of the best. And it was one of those, I can't remember who, they're all the same to me, Geico, Progressive, they all have funny commercials, right? But there was this one that was popular a few years back with the camel popping up in the little office cubicle. Hey, Mike, guess what day it is? It's like, it's hump day. Yeah. So I don't know. But I always got a kick out of that. So yeah, you'll find lots of camel related memes on Ruckus's old social media before he started doing the Ruckus thing. So, you know.
Well, you were in Ruckus development. Did you ever smoke camels? I used to smoke some camel filterless back in the day. Those were the cool. That was edgy and cool if you smoked those or Marlboro Reds. When you go to high school in Ohio, that's just what you do. You start smoking young, Ruckus.
Oh, wait, you're talking about cigarettes. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, listen, I want to start off tonight by trying to inspire. This is to inspire people because I'm going to just lean in to the celebration of admitting you were wrong. And this is to inspire the people that were like, you know, hardcore pro mask, hardcore pro lockdown, hardcore pro weird experimental injection. it's actually a relief to just admit you are wrong. And I'm going to do it myself. I was really, really wrong recently about something related to the Joseph Arthur Technicolor Dreamcast, TNT, and my friend Ruckus. And I'm just going to lean into admitting how wrong I was. But just a few days ago, I said this Balenciaga story is just going to go away. They're going to issue an apology and it goes away. Everybody forgets about it. Boy, was I wrong. Wow. I couldn't have been more wrong. And you know what, Ruckus? It feels good to just get that off my chest. And so I want to inspire all you hardcore, staunch, pro-injection people. It feels good. Just say it. Just say I was wrong and move on. There you go. That's a little public service announcement for you. And just to admit I was wrong, because this story is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, to the point where my good friend Ruckus is sending me audio and video of this photographer. Oh, and I don't recall his name, Ruckus. I'm sure you probably have it on hand. But and we have some clips to play of his statement around this whole thing. And it is pretty phenomenal. Wouldn't you say, Ruckus?
Yes. But where were you going with this? Because it seemed like you were, I appreciate what you're doing here with the lesson for the listeners, but you seem to be implying that I need to admit that I was wrong about something. I don't know.
I wasn't even leaning into that. No. But you want to jump on the I was wrong train, feel free, bro. It feels good. That's the public service announcement part. It feels good. Just lean into it. All right. Staunch hardcore vaxxers, just say I was wrong. It's fun. I just did it. I feel like, you know, a 10-pound weight got lifted off my chest. I was wrong. The Balenciaga story will not go away. It's here to stay. Anyway, Ruckus, do you want to follow my lead on that?
I gotcha. I can. No problem. But first of all, before we lose track of it, the photographer's name was Gianni Salvatore, and that was the fashion's photographer who shot the BDSM
cool
teddy bear one, right? Okay. So
yeah.
Now, I suppose that I need to admit that I was wrong about something also on TNT Radio on Joseph Arthur's Technicolor Dreamcast right here.
This is fun.
About this topic. You confronted me and asked me what I felt about the what appeared to be, to you at the time, a conspiracy of tape. And that was, there was a roll of tape that had the word Balenciaga on the tape. Yeah. But it seemed to, you know, it looked like it was being spelled with an extra A at the beginning, implying ball, as in the ancient deity that was worshipped, you know, celebrated with all sorts of fertility rites and orgies. And of course, he was the god of child sacrifice. So
yeah, orgies,
that's why people pointed out, they were like, oh, look, ball, you know. So, but I was playing devil's advocate and I was saying, oh, it could just be an innocent coincidence. The fact that, because to me, because people were online, they were saying, oh, look, they even specially printed this tape to make it say ball. And I was just trying to point out that they didn't do that. And that they from what I can tell, that they didn't do that, but they didn't need to. However, my correction is that it does appear, especially in retrospect of all this other news that we're seeing, not the least of which is what we're going to discuss here shortly with Gianni Salvatore, the photographer.
That's my hands rubbing together.
I know, rubbing together, right?
It's, it's juicy stuff, guys. It's juicy. It's good stuff. You're going to want to hear this.
It was apparent that they specifically wrapped the tape. It had just the right, I mean, so to do this is actually far more like, wow, they went through a lot of effort to do this. It had to be just the right thickness and just the right way to where they snipped off the end of the end of the tape. Instead of starting with the B for Balenciaga, it just started Alenciaga, and then they had it wrapped to where in another part of the roll, Balenciaga was starting again, but they overlapped that one on top of it to where it looked like it said ball. See? So it was intentional. So I must confess even though I was having fun playing devil's advocate at the time, I really honestly didn't think somebody did that on purpose, and I do now, 100%.
And see, this public service announcement is going to go further, because I'll even get behind you a little bit and say, you know what, it's fair enough that you might have thought that at the time, because that was before we even realized that there was like child porn case files on the desk and just all these other things. This was, you know, we reported on this really early, and so a lot of these details hadn't emerged yet. So that was yeah, it's become quite clear. And then setting up this photographer and what he said, let's go to the first clip because this is a really interesting assessment. Yeah, let's just play it and then we'll react to it afterwards. We've got this in three sections. So here's the first.
Balenciaga is trying to portray that they're innocent. They're saying that the campaign company did all that by themselves and they want to sue them for $25 million. So I go back to it. Bullshit. All right. Second of all, they're trying to say that the public and the media is trying to portray them as they've done something wrong. Yes, you did, because it's your company. Of course you did. Because let me explain why you did wrong. If you think that you guys didn't have a clue about this photo shoot, okay. Let's talk about Lota Valkova. Who is she? Lota Valkova is Balenciaga and Adidas' main designer. So two things. If you look at one of the images from Lota Valkova, she's holding two dolls covered in red paint, and she's wearing red latex outfit with red hair. She's wearing red latex, which shows clearly that's a devilish way. Her carrying two dolls covered with blood shows that she's carrying kids, like two babies with blood on them. This is satanic ritual, and they're showing it in a public way. Let me explain why. Because the way when you sell your soul to the devil, you got to demonstrate a few public things. Why? Because that's the way the devil wants you to do. I know not many people know this, but let me tell you how the devil works, right? I know this because I've been approached. All right? I've been approached, so I know exactly how it works. The devil will show you the truth, and then it's up to you if you follow it or not. That's how the devil works. It doesn't come from behind or try to like play it like in a hidden way. No, it will do it right in front of you. It will do it right in front of you. So you have the choice either to choose or not to choose. You have a choice either to sell your soul or not to sell your soul. So when Balenciaga is saying that they didn't have a clue, of course they did.
All right. And then, yeah, the Lota Valkova aspect of this whole thing. There's a picture of her and Kanye West together. And then there's, I tweeted a picture of her and Kanye West together with the red devil picture of her and tweeted at Kanye to say, hey, yay, how about going DEFCON 5 on some Satanists? And I thought that was pretty good. But anyway, because, yeah, I don't know why he's not speaking out. And the Lota Valkova part, the head designer for Balenciaga, there's a lot of really wild pictures on her social medias. There's like, you know, straight up pentagrams and sacrificial looking stuff and just all kinds of wild stuff, leaning heavy. And what he was saying about how the devil needs to do all this stuff right in front of you, because the devil's not interested in just obliterating humanity. The devil is interested in our souls. So we have to agree to all these agendas. That's the point of why this stuff has to go public. And to me, that was the part of this that was most compelling and most important to play. And interestingly, he took the photo, but like as you explained to me, Ruckus, in our earlier conversation, he was just sort of assuming it was like some kind of punk rock thing and he didn't really look too deeply into it. So it's amazing that he is taking this kind of stance against this. What do you think?
Yeah, and as I reported last night about this guy, I was like, wow, I admire this guy for the fact that he's sticking to his guns, claiming that he was innocent, and he's, you know, because he's getting death threats. Okay, so this stuff happens, right? And Balenciaga, I'm never going to get it right, Joseph. I don't care how many times we report about this.
Second time.
We'll go
second
to the grave.
You got it.
He's taking offense to the fact that, because at first they threw him under the bus, right? That was some of the initial reporting that was coming out. And he was like, oh, okay, and look what happened. Now people are like, you know, threatening him and calling him a pedophile and all this stuff. And he's like, look, as soon as this stuff hit the fan, I called them up and told them, what the heck you doing? Yo, you called him out. And he's like, so this guy's doing the right thing. And I mentioned that last night. I believe that I believe he is innocent. Okay. But the thing is like,
seems like it ish
by kinda. His admission here, this is somebody on the inside. This is a powerful testimony from somebody like this.
Yeah,
he's like
is.
A character witness.
Absolutely.
To the actual event that's in question and to an inner look at this lifestyle and these people that are involved in this, because they're his clients. It's who he rubs elbows with. If anyone knows how things work, it's somebody like this guy, or it's somebody like a Kanye. So I was joking earlier when I shared this video with some friends. I was like, well, I guess we better get the hashtags didn't kill themselves ready, you know, because this guy is treading on some serious water now. He goes on maybe we'll play it here, but he actually goes on and flat out accuses and says that Kim Kardashian has sold her soul to Satan. So this guy's really, he's going out there, dude. He's laying it down.
Yeah, he's full on. I mean, you know, it's weird because with this kind of agenda, they push as far as they can, and then they see where the outrage, where the dam is about to break, and then they retreat, right? So then these kind of things become more and more acceptable as it moves along. I wonder in this case if they overshot the mark. I mean, because, you know, and that's why I was leaning into the whole public service announcement about admitting you're wrong. I don't see this story going away anytime soon from this point on. I mean, because it's just blowing up, and like, you got this guy coming out. It's and it has so many implications across so many other stories. It's almost like the reveal of Satanism in front of our face, and the fact that there is, like, the greatest trick the devil ever played was making you believe he doesn't exist. It's almost like, how can you deny he exists when we'll get into more. I mean, there's more to this actually right after these words on TNT.
You should hear what George Eliason is talking about.
See, we're not talking about ideas. It's not a mental game. It's like the, you know, paying $5 or $6 a gallon for gas versus $1.80. It's not an intellectual exercise at that point. It cuts to a point where you gotta make a decision. Is it cheaper to stay home or go to work? Which makes more economic sense? That's scary. And when we're talking about, you know, international events, and now if you haven't realized it yet, Ukraine affects you a great deal every day, all day. When these paid pundits or volunteers get you to question what you know, and you should be, you know, asking for facts on things as they arise. Now, in live events, sometimes it's very difficult to provide those, because when something just happens, nobody really knows what happened. But when people died, well, we know that happened. And there's been too many situations where the Ukrainians are calling to question whether people were there at all.
George Eliason on today's News Talk, TNT Radio. A better business tip from TNT Radio. One reason people tune in to TNT Radio is often because they're loyal to a specific show or personality. Our personalities have been a part of people's daily routine, and people continue to tune in. They trust TNT Radio and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live. Brazil's elections, just like America's, were stolen. Fight for democracy and fight for your country and take it back. Lighting the fuse for freedom. TNT Radio.
Welcome back to Joseph Arthur's Technicolor Dreamcast, here with Adam Ruckus Clark. We're talking about the Balenciaga saga. Hey, that rhymes. I should copyright that. Another aspect is this artist, Michael Bartlett. There's a book of his that appears in the ad, one of the ads. And in that book, there's, images of children playing with severed heads and just really insane stuff. And it's just like, you know, there's this whole aspect of being an artist or in the art world. It's like, it's kind of acceptable to do the most extreme things. It's rewarded. I mean, you could look at it in a pop culture way, like at Marilyn Manson or something like that. It's like this whole idea of, you know, being as outrageous as possible, right? And you know, up until like current events, it was always people that would complain about that kind of outrageous stuff always seemed like squares. And it's like, well, it's just expression. It's just something else, you know? But this does start to like beg the question of, you know, where is the line? Because in terms of Michael Bartlett's work, it's paintings and stuff like that. So on some level, and you have, you know, Francis Bacon, for instance, who's in museums, and that stuff is, you know, very close to horror content, but they're amazing masterpiece paintings. So it's, you know, it's interesting where those lines are. But I mean, when you involve children, obviously you're crossing many other lines. So interesting, this whole Michael Bartlett aspect of it. But with the Michael Bartlett book and then the papers of child porn cases and stuff like that, it just shows that this whole scene was obviously meticulously put together, which references your admission that the ball thing couldn't have been just happenstance.
Yeah. First of all, this guy, what's his name again? Michael Bartlett? Bormans?
Bormann?
I think it's Bormans. Yeah, he's a Belgian painter. Oh, yeah. Now, this is a third. See how this is growing now? We're up to three now. This is a third ad campaign, okay? So we had the Bondage Bears and the photographer we were talking about earlier, Bormans, who did that one and bailed and got in trouble, you know, whatever. And then that was the one that Balenciaga owned up for, by the way, I want to point out before we lose track of the plot here. Balenciaga takes full responsibility for the Bondage Bears. So let's not forget that, because the media seems to forget that now as they're reporting about this stuff. What they take offense to was the second ad, which I don't have in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it involved Nicole Kidman. And this is how people found out about it, because they started harassing her on TikTok and Twitter, accusing her of being involved with that other thing with the bears. But then the reason they were upset with Nicole Kidman, check this out. The photo shoot she was in is the one that had the court papers, the documents related to the child pornography case. And the art director and the production company, North Six or whatever, is the ones of that campaign are the ones that Balenciaga is suing for the $25 million, right? Now we have this third one that came out, again, thanks to some internet sleuths, just those crazy conspiracy theorists out there who did notice this book on top of the stack of other books on this desk with this one lady, I don't know, some model. I couldn't even tell you who she is. So now this book is called Fire from the Sun, if I'm not mistaken. This features like pictures of children, toddlers, who have been castrated, like graphically.
Yeah.
So I don't really see the art in that. I don't see the masterpiece in that. I see nothing but disturbing, to be completely honest with
you. Yeah. I mean, he's a talented painter. I'm looking at his work right now. I mean, he's a very, very talented painter. Not all of his stuff is like that. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of dark subject matter. Like, you know, just it just points that... Yeah, it just points that this is all some kind of absurd satanic message, really. And the interesting thing is, like, you know, the media blows it off as like QAnon conspiracy. I mean, Rolling Stone is backing this. New York Times is backing Balenciaga. They're all like bending over backwards, calling anyone who's concerned about any of this like nut jobs. So, you know, and QAnon conspiracy theorists. It's like they keep moving the goalpost on what it means to be a QAnon conspiracy theorist. QAnon really is the new conspiracy theorist, because conspiracy theorist has kind of lost all of its heat. It's almost like everybody would proudly wear that label at this point. That's no longer a slight. It's like if you're not a conspiracy theorist, it's like conspiracy theorist has just been downgraded to mean critical thinker. So now they have to do a new one, and the new one is QAnon. So if you look at this insane ad campaign and notice that this is just profoundly wrong on satanic levels, then you're called QAnon. You know, it's
or it's MAGA,
same old, or MAGA. Yeah, it's like what's
or an
that
election
have to do
with? See, the thing is, they have a whole bunch of new labels, Joseph. They really kind of split the genre into so many little subcategories. But it's to the point, since they're all underneath that parent umbrella of the tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist, the MAGA guy and the Trump supporter, the election denier, the science denier, all of them, they're all the same in the eyes of anyone else in the mainstream. By the way, I do have some breaking news in this story that won't go away. Apparently, celebrities are now finally cutting ties with Balenciaga after MyPillow was spotted in a photo shoot. I'm just kidding. That's a Babylon Bee meme. It's pretty funny, though.
That's a good one. So the third clip you sent me was the Kim K one, right? Let's do that right before.
No, part two. Number two.
Part two? Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah, it's labeled. Two, as long as it says two in the title, you're good.
All right, here we go. Kim K. Did she sell her soul? Let's see.
So people, I'm only going to say one thing to you guys. Whenever you are seeing something which is not right, rather than just thinking that it's not my job, but it's somebody else's job to correct it, no, it's not. That time is gone. It's our job. Every single one of us have to stand up now. Because if we don't, we are the ones who are going to suffer. The normal people are going to suffer. So don't leave it for other people. Stand up. Back it up. Now, Kim Kardashian, I'm going to get to Kim Kardashian. Sorry, I'm trying to squeeze everything into like a small amount of time. So Kim Kardashian, whatever she says is bullshit, because Kim Kardashian waited 4, 5, 6 days to say something. I'll tell you why. Because she is under the contract with Balenciaga. She cannot open her mouth against Balenciaga. So guess what? What she has to do is to wait until the lawyers tell her what to do. Balenciaga lawyers will tell her what to say, and then she will say exactly. Why? Because she has sold her soul to the devil. They all have.
That's strong. That's a strong accusation. And interestingly, Ye hasn't spoken out about this, but you're saying other celebrities are severing ties. I mean, I don't even know if they can recover from this. I went from saying that, you know, this will just go away to like, I mean, it's akin to backing some pretty heinous things if you think about it. And this story could demolish this brand. We'll get Ruckus's take and more right after these headlines on TNT.
Deadline. TNT Radio News.
Big news.
Yeah!
Let's go!
Matt Boyland here with a look at your TNT headlines. Western media organizations appear to be backtracking on their stance on Julian Assange and are now campaigning for his freedom. As Elon Musk vows to run a more fair and transparent Twitter that won't interfere in elections, the European Union has threatened to ban the site. And the European Union is looking for a legal loophole which will allow it to sell Russian assets that have been frozen as part of Western sanctions to use the cash to prop up Ukraine.
Did you know there are many ways you can listen to TNT Radio? Why not stream us direct from our website on your desktop, tablet, or mobile device? Or download our app from the App Store? We even stream live on YouTube, Rumble, and Odyssey. We've got you covered on TNT Radio.
Welcome back to the Joseph Arthur Technicolor Dreamcast, here with Adam Ruckus Clark. So Ruckus, Kim K selling her soul, and celebrities severing ties. What's your take?
No. Okay. Let's be clear. The report I just was joking about the celebrities cutting ties because of MyPillow. But it's a meme from Babylon Bee, but it speaks exactly to the point that this guy is making. Okay. So it's a very good meme. And that's why I love Babylon Bee memes, because they speak, you know, there's truth hiding in those things. It's great.
That's true.
So the fact is that Kim Kardashian did not immediately come out. Once this, how long have we been reporting about this, Joseph? We started talking about this last week.
Feels like forever.
And when the story
hit, forever.
Did Kim Kardashian come out and say, "Oh, this is horrible. I want nothing to do with this company"? No, she stayed quiet, exactly as this guy's pointing out. But now he's giving
Kim
us some
Kardashian,
insight as
not,
to
not
why.
Not Kim Kardashian, Ruckus. It's Kim Kardashian.
You're
doing some Freudian slips over there. Come on.
I don't think so.
I just made a joke.
But,
that's all.
Okay, so this is the type of things that, like, you know, I brought up to you pretty early on when I was first, you know, when we first met and doing this stuff on air together, that I believed that there were celebrities and people involved in Hollywood and in the music industry who had sincerely sold their souls to the devil. And this is just a revelation of that. This is furthering that. I think people like Eminem, I think that was the story I was telling you about that you gave me a little bit of pushback on. Do you remember that?
Right, the Jesus thing. And then I did actually go listen to it, and you weren't wrong.
Okay. So, and then, you know, and then the Kanye, the Ye thing. Sorry, we got to call him Ye.
Yeah, the Ye is,
Ye. So, but the thing is, I think this is an instance where they didn't intend for any of this to come out, because as that guy was kind of explaining, and I'm sure he probably goes more into detail about this on his TikTok, which I don't have access to. I managed to score that audio off of somebody reposting it on their Facebook, thankfully. So I think they got, I think this was God's hand involved in this. I think this is an exposure of the darkness. I think that because there's always a tipping, there always seems to be a balance in the world. This is something that as a full-grown adult, just observing, you know, putting aside all of my feelings, I do see that whenever the scales start to tip just a little too far in the evil direction, something like this happens that just like rips a little bit of Satan's legs out front of him for a little while and causes him to stumble. And I think it's on purpose because God uses the devil. God uses evil in order to reach out and snag them and save them from that evil.
Well,
because you don't think or ever suspect that you need saving until you realize and you know.
Bro,
you need that saving.
And you see the spiritual war, you know, like just in front of your face. It's like it really does reveal the other side as well. It does. It just does. You know, the other thing about this, and it kind of goes in line with your point about this being an accident and sort of God using it, is this instantly brings back Jeffrey Epstein's list, man. Like, what's going on? Because it just reminds everybody. It does a couple things. For the dark side, it puts out the sort of imagery of children as objects, this other kind of thing. That kind of propaganda infiltrates people's consciousness, too, in a negative way on the dark side. On the light side, it reminds people of other victims of this. And the most famous victims of this are on Jeffrey Epstein's island. And we have a laundry list of people that went there. And we need more information about that. And I'm not the only one that gets reminded of that because of this and was like, hey, when are we going to hear more about this? What's going on with this? So, you know, and why are all these people still quiet about this? I mean, this thing could be like a house of cards, a satanic house of cards falling down in divinity's wind ruckus.
That's right. By the way, maybe going back to the tape thing real quick, I do have some actual breaking news, and I'm not kidding this time, so I hope you're sitting
this
down for this.
This is a Babylon Bee setup.
No, this is not. I wish this was fake. It just keeps getting more disturbing. So somebody please fact check us on this. It appears to be legit. If you take the word Balenciaga and then you use it, spell it B-A-A-L, the way it was on the tape, and they're three separate words. They're actually
six.
No, they're three Latin words, and it's actually a phrase. So it's ball, ensi, aga, and it means ball is the king. Well, that's probably not good.
Dude, I mean, that's crazy. That's mind-blowing. That's mind-blowing. I can't, we have to stop the broadcast because my mind just blew up. And so now I can no longer talk. And well, Ruckus can take it from here. I'm just going to mumble to myself. That's nuts,
this
dude.
I know. If this is true and nobody caught on to this until now, again, this proves, this is a smoking gun in my opinion that this was a god by the man upstairs, as they say.
Yeah.
They did not want this to happen. This is exposing everything.
It's funny you brought that up because as I swear to God, and I wouldn't say that lightly, especially now because he's paying attention. You know, I was thinking, what's the significance of Balenciaga, the word? Because why is this brand the battlefield that this war is being waged on right now? There must be huge significance. I swear to God, I had that thought during this before you brought that up. And then you just did. Where did you get that breaking news, though?
some person on Twitter shared it, and then one of our good friends from the Boiler Room, who goes by the moniker Chopper, shared it with me. So shout out to Chopper.
Shout out Chopper. So did he get it on QAnon.com? No, I'm just kidding.
No, somebody on Twitter. The Twitter user is Just
That's
a
nuts,
Thought.
Dude.
So shout out to Just the Thought.
Wow. All right.
So
shout
I'm
out
also
just
I'm
thought.
Also
shout
doing
out
some
Chopper.
And I'm doing some, you know, I'm doing my ruckus thing on the side. So I'm checking my Latin and everything like that. And now there's some wild debate. We're now seeing a changing of history and a changing of what Latin is. Now we're seeing people making arguments in forums and articles saying that that is the incorrect interpretation of those words. Yet that is exactly how it is translated on Google Translator. When you translate from, this is insane, dude. So I don't
That's
know, man.
Insane.
This is. I have to sit down. Oh wait, I already am. What do I do now, Joseph? Pray.
I have to stand up.
I know.
I have to do
nuts.
Jumping jacks. All right, man. I think we've covered this enough for this broadcast, but this is profound, and I'm not going to say where the story's done. Obviously, it's not done. I think this is just beginning. It's crazy. That was fun. Thank you for doing that with me, Ruckus. Elon Musk, and here's another one where Ruckus could be proven right. This is interesting.
Good
Elon
luck.
Musk meets with Apple CEO Tim Cook, reveals resolved issue. Ruckus was just saying these guys are in bed together, and I was like, no, Elon Musk is the savior, and he's going against the bad guys, and then look. Daily Wire is proving me wrong. Twitter CEO Elon Musk met with Apple CEO Tim Cook Wednesday at Apple's headquarters in Cupertino, California, and said that they resolved the conflict that erupted this week. Good conversation, Musk tweeted. Among other things, we resolved the misunderstanding about Twitter potentially being removed from the App Store. Tim was clear that Apple never considered doing so. So, Ruckus, you did it again.
Bravo. See, that's me patting myself on the back there. I don't know if you can hear that. So here's the funny part about this is, like, this is a perfect example of what the other point I was trying to make last night about just how much garbage it is to consider a social media platform and its end, you know, fate as the public forum is just silly to me.
Right.
Here's the world's richest person, one of the most successful business people, meeting with another wealthy, very successful business person who owns these technical, but they have to meet in real life in order to actually make anything happen and have a real interaction and a real business negotiation and talk mano a mano. This kind of stuff cannot get fixed or resolved on Twitter. So if you think that in the near future, once we smooth out all the wrinkles on Twitter, that people are going to be able to solve all of their problems and the political this and discourse and free speech, it all is meaningless. And all of this ultimately serves, like I said, is stroking his ego through his polls and all of that stuff. And ultimately, this is a fake little fight between Twitter and Apple, because ultimately they're both going to make a crap ton of money, dude. No matter how this, we all lose. They win, we lose. That's the story right there. Full stop.
And it puts them in the press again. It's advertising. It's free advertising for both. I mean, you talk about the political landscape being World Wrestling Federation. I mean, this is a great example of that on the entrepreneurial front. You know, it's just World Wrestling.
What this is distraction. So many of these stories could just be good old fashioned distraction. There could be something really big going on. In fact, there is so much bizarre stuff going on that we can't even begin to even try to figure out with this FTX stuff. I think that some of this stuff might actually be a distraction from whatever this weird stuff is going, because they do have a plan to collapse our economy, collapse our dollar. Do something to where they force us onto this digital dollar. And I believe that this FTX scandal plays a huge, huge part in that. So every time we're talking about Balenciaga and Twitter and yay, I'm like, what is it that they don't want us to talk about? So sure, we've been talking about the FTX
thing, founder Sam Bankman-Fried. Well, Sam Bankman-Fried, the FTX founder, claimed during an interview on Wednesday that he never tried to commit fraud against anyone at the now bankrupt company. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. That's my impersonation of Sam Bankman-Fried. I didn't do it. I didn't mean it. Hey, I didn't do it. The company filed for bankruptcy earlier this month after customers discovered that the firms controlled by Bankman-Fried had his associates, and his associates were allegedly fraudulently intertwined, triggering a liquidity crisis as customers hurried to withdraw funds. A number of individual users and institutional clients still have as much as $8 billion remaining with the company. So you might be right. There's also something about China and their digital currency system. But yeah, so he's claiming innocence over there, Ruckus. Joseph, what do you got to say about that?
Like right now, man, I mean, look, he's had a bad month. This hasn't been fun for him.
I didn't do it.
That's what he said. Yeah. He literally said that. So look, man, I've had a bad month. Jeez, man. How many people have probably committed suicide over their losses over this? Sam, cheese and crackers. Yeah, no, there's a lot to this guy needs to answer to. And I'm trying so hard. I don't have enough time to catch up with everything, but this story is deep. It runs deep. You have all these crypto currency YouTubers and threads and Reddit and Twitter spaces and all this stuff trying to, like, you know, gameplay, game theory warp, whatever the word is I'm looking for, game theory this one out, right? See what's going on. And I saw a video, I guess this guy, he was sitting before the Trade Commission. Is that the, was it the CTFC? They're the one, the commodity and trade, they're the ones who are in charge of, like, stocks, basically, right? And somehow, apparently, through Sam Bankman-Fried, he's scored himself a way to tokenize stocks. And he's somehow was given this exclusive ability to do this, which just pissed off everybody else in the game. Why is this guy allowed to do that? Number one. Number two, that is a conspiracy theory that I've been hearing repeated a number of times in some very dark circles amongst the cryptocurrency spaces. This idea that what they want to do is that all of the evil old banksters who run all of their price fixing games with the current way things are with commodities and the stocks and the way it's traded, they want to continue doing that, but just shift everything over to the blockchain. Hey, thanks for building this empire for us to come in and just conquer and rule over you little plebs like we always do. And I think we're seeing some evidence of that in a way, because ultimately, like, all these places that are failing, BlockFi just went down, dude. That's huge. I'm not sure if you know what that is. I bet you do.
Oh, yeah, I know what that is.
Listeners might not. And I'm like, dude, this is getting scary now, you know, because places like decentralized finance, it's DeFi for short, like a platform like BlockFi, I apologize for saying that wrong. This is competition to the banks, and this is what the banksters hate and what they're trying to shut down, and so that they can be monopolistic still in a future world soon of the same shenanigans they've been doing. Just they're going to do it in the digital space, but they have to crowd us out.
Well, then they can monitor. They can monitor everything we do.
And technically, we built it for them. They're just going to, like, kick us out and take it over, dude. It's sick.
Yeah, that's true. The blockchain lives forever, and you can't hide anything on the blockchain. So it's tailor-made for them, and the name is right for them as well. Blockchain. We'll be right back after these words on TNT.
In case you're still wondering why the left is melting down over Elon Musk buying Twitter like a toddler who's been kept in a wet diaper for too long and denied access to the Barbie aisle at Toys R Us, consider his tweet today. The obvious reality, as longtime users know, is that Twitter has failed in trust and safety for a very long time and has interfered in elections. Twitter 2.0 will be far more effective, transparent, and even-handed. Elon has also said that he's going to release reports, internal Twitter reports, on blocking accounts. So we're going to get to see behind the curtain at what went on, what conversations were had when they blocked us. Democrats cannot handle transparency. They cannot survive in a free and open society, which is why they always gravitate towards totalitarianism and censorship. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't.
Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Come on, speak up!
Speak. You must tell us. Speak.
This is today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back to Joseph Arthur's Technicolor Dreamcast, here with Adam Ruckus Clark. Chinese cities cut back COVID restrictions after protest. Two cities in China have loosened some COVID restrictions after massive protests rocked the country in recent days. The cities Guangzhou and Chongqing said they will cut back on COVID restrictions following the outcry of citizens across the country. Chongqing will now permit close contacts of those who are infected with COVID to stay home while they quarantine if they meet certain requirements, according to a city official. Guangzhou also said it will let up on the restrictions, but officials did not discuss the demonstrations. The area where violence broke out on Tuesday was still under strict rule. On Monday, protesters demolished a COVID testing site in Guangzhou, leading police to take action to scatter the group of people. So this is really interesting what's going on in China with these protests, because these protesters are like being bold about it. They don't even have masks on. I mean, they're revealing their face. They're really, going for more than just the end of COVID restrictions. They're trying to, take down the communist regime over there, according to some things I've heard. And that's even sort of more bold than like the Tiananmen Square protests. So it's really interesting what could happen over there in China. I don't know. Have you been following along with any of this ruckus?
Oh, yeah. News feed today was all littered with scary headlines about tanks in the streets in China. And I'm like, what? Here we go. I was just kind of talking about this just yesterday with Hervore when I reported some news about this stuff. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what to trust when it comes to things happening in foreign countries, especially ones that have such a tight control on information going in and out, if you know what I mean. So I always have like this little, skeptical wag the dog eye about a vast majority of things, especially when they want to spin emotions from the West. So I'm just going to take all of this on face value, which is all I can do in this case. I am absolutely disgusted by a few Western so-called leaders. First one I'd like to just go ahead and call out is our own White House spokesperson, whoever it was that I heard earlier, I believe today, when questioned about what the Biden administration feels about these people. And apparently we're throwing our full support behind this because protesters have the right to do this. And we are never going to do, we would never do this to our own people here, Joseph. We would never lock them down in their houses. That would just be awful. And I'm just like thinking, dude,
yeah, it's so
where
weird.
Were you 3 weeks ago back in 2020, well, right?
Yeah, the leftist take on this is to support the protesters. It's so wild. They did not support Americans when Americans did it over here at all. We were demonized within inches of our life. But for some reason, now they've completely flip-flopped on it. And it's just so interesting the way groupthink operates in this. Yeah, carry on.
You know who else is a big fan of these protesters? And he stands 100% behind them because they're standing up for their freedom and their rights. Justin Trudeau.
Oh,
you have got
that's
to be freaking kidding me.
They just get
wow.
Yeah, it's just so wild. It's crazy. But the Canadian truckers, they're they're diabolical. They're MAGA, they're
Dude,
racist.
I watched videos of like horse-mounted police beat up with their batons a woman in a wheelchair. Okay, but we're going to stand up for people's rights and their freedoms. Woohoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. They shut down people's bank accounts.
It's baffling, man.
You don't do that unless it's yay, because you're a wild, raving lunatic anti-Semite, apparently. But other than that, you don't do that to people, No, you shouldn't do that to Kanye either, obviously.
We knew you were joking. But listen, I don't understand how they can stomach their own hypocrisy around this. I don't know. They don't care.
This is another one of those revelations that I hope people are paying attention. I hope that strikes a chord with somebody out there who and makes them, you know what, maybe I was wrong about some things, because this is in your face, rank hypocrisy, disgusting, spit on you while they're kicking you, while they're shooting you in the back of the head at all at the same time. This is horrible, man. Yeah. Who falls for this crap? Who eats that up and says, yes, yes, this is great?
And why do you think they have
every leg to stand on to stand up for people who are protesting their rights? Mm-hmm. Maybe 5 years ago.
Why do you think they flip-flop so hard?
I don't know. Because I think there's an agenda, and I guess I ran away from my original point. This is why I was skeptical. I think that they're trying to paint this story, and this is why I was concerned about the tanks in the streets kind of story, because I was telling Hervori, like, my biggest concern is that we're going to see something like the Tiananmen Square thing happen again, except now, in the age of the internet, obviously, everybody would see it. It would be live streamed. It would be bad. And there would be like calls around the world for repercussions. And we would suddenly be doing something we have no right to do, which is like, hey, we're going to go officially play Team America World Police and take out Xi Jinping or whatever. So I think a lot of these moves.
Decades trying to get over that Tiananmen Square thing, dude. They won't do that again. It'll just be protesters disappearing in the middle of the night. They won't do something public like that.
But what if they, because dude, we've seen what happens here in our own country when they insert some bad actors to instigate things. If things started to get out of control with the people, I'm sorry. I understand that they know how bad it would look, but try convincing all of the police officers involved and they're like, something bad could happen. And then it would easily paint China's CCP as the enemy. And then bam, here we are. Like you think the narrative and the Russia Ukraine thing is crazy. You just wait until we want to start picking a fight, an official one with China. That's it. Game over.
And there you just nailed the agenda right there, bro. That's the reason for the you know, war, people who love war and their flip-flop. You know what I mean? This is like
throw the icing on the cake.
Another war to lean on. Yeah.
Wait, here we go. This is even better. What if one of the protesters in the midst of this runs out and is like, I have evidence that the lab leak here in Wuhan, and somebody comes up behind machine guns and he's like, China released the virus on us and they killed protesters. We could get everything. We could get every narrative all at once, just an excuse to absolutely hate on China. We'll move from Russia, Russia, Russia to China, China, China. Well, actually, they'll probably team up and it'll be both of them, you know, because it'll be World War III, don't you know?
On the positive side of this story, the protesters, you know, created real change in China, you know? I mean, that's pretty profound, the fact that it had this kind of an effect, even in China. So, I don't know, that's the silver lining in this, is that, you know, humanity's uprising is effective.
I'm going to play devil's advocate, weird conspiracy theory here. I don't trust that either. I don't think that their choice to call me crazy. What if that's just a coincidental timing?
You're probably right, dude.
What if these things were slated to end and it just happens that this is when it happens and that they're using this to their advantage to further push this story and this narrative and this? Like, look, all these people stood up and look, it's working. No, when has protests in China affected policy in the government? Never. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. In recent history, anyway.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's weird. Maybe you're right. It's, you know, because you always have to be suspect of what you're allowed to see, what stories are coming through, because those are chosen for you. So these narratives are chosen for you. I mean, did you happen to see that woman leaping from the building? I mean, she didn't leap. She was trying to, you know, get herself down out of a fire. Did you happen to see that video?
No, was it in China? That was the fire that killed like 10 people, which started all this?
Yeah, and then she was like outside. There was like outside trying to get down, and she was trying to climb down, and then she fell. It was horrific to watch. Yeah, it's
I'll
just
pass.
Human rights travesty, basically. So.
And it's going to
definitely
get
stirred up.
It's going to get even more interesting soon. I ran across this article earlier today. I'll just share the headline with you. But China is going to punish its netizens for liking posts that are deemed harmful. There's a new rule that's going to come into effect on December 15th, published by the Cyberspace Administration of China. So people on social media, yeah, if they like something that's considered hate speech,
yeah,
they're going to get like whisked away and disappeared. Off to the Chinese gulag with you.
Have you heard of the white paper thing going on there? Because they
I have seen that. That's the other wag the dog thing that I'm like raises my heckles is when we see something like this, a thing. I don't know what to call it. A picture that is associated with a movement. It's like the Shoe McGee thing from the wag the dog movie. You'll have to research that yourself, right, folks. Look into it.
They're holding up white paper for the words they're not allowed to use. So pretty soon they're going to arrest people for holding up sheets of white paper. That's the theory anyway. But there you go. Well, we're at the end of the hour. Ruckus, always a pleasure, my friend. That was a lot of fun. Thank you for coming on. And take us out. What do you got to say?
Anything that could possibly go wrong often does, as well as a thing or two that couldn't possibly. There you go. Thanks, everybody.
And also,
God bless.
Sometimes things go right. See, we really are the odd couple. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you again tomorrow night. Keep listening to TNT.